Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is Friday. End of the week. It's the 28th of January, 2011, the last Friday. So let's do a clearing here for people, and we'll do one for anxiety. So here we go. If you're anxious or had an anxious time today, let's clear that away from you. So here we go. I'll count to five to release the energy. One, two, I'm yawning. Wow. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, and five. Boy, right off the get-go. And again, anxiety for today. Think of an anxiety naturally so it can be cleared from you. Otherwise, no clearing will take place. One, getting heavier now. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And I want to put some music on since that was so heavy. I'll let you people just kind of experience this healing. Look upon the situation that you dealt with anxiety, and it should be pretty much released from you here. So remember, you have to request a healing to have that work. So here we go. I'll do one more of these clearings. So one, two, three, four, and five. So why isn't my little box working here? And again, we'll do one more for everybody. One, two, three, four, and five. Maybe we don't have music tonight. We'll see. On. Well, we'll see if our co-host is on, Carrie. Somehow we got technical difficulties here. And are you out there, Carrie?
I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. So Friday night, and hopefully you're all on Station 2 and you can hear okay while Ron looks for his cables or music or machine or something. So let's see. We've got a few people hopping on the fast chat already. We have, my fast chat just went down, and here it is again. Jane Ma, P, Neat, Tom, Chili, Larry, Marie R, and Sarah, and Dulcie, Larry, and Larry. Yeah, I think that goes all the way back. So welcome, everybody. Friday night, Station 2. I guess if somebody's on Station 1, they may type in that they can't hear us, so we'll know to let them know on the fast chat. Did you get plugged in yet, Ron, or should we just move along?
I'm working on it here.
Okay, yeah.
I think we did have a beep. I heard something there.
Yeah, me too. Did somebody call in? Anybody out there?
Yes, it is. I just called in to listen. I didn't call in to really see anything, but...
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what number that is to listen. Do you know, Ron? Let's have a peek here. I don't have that in front of me. I've got the call-in line, which is probably what you're on. You probably called one of those lines listed under the button there. Well, do you have a question while you're on, and then maybe we can find the call-in number out for you? If anyone knows that, if you could type it in the fast chat, that would be great. Did you have a quick question in the meantime?
No, I didn't have a question. I used to listen in. This is Saladin. Tara and all of them know who I am, and I was trying to call in and listen in on the call tonight.
Okay,
so
sure.
I have another number here. It might be it. 415-287-0074.
Yeah, I think that's line 3 for calling in, but I'm not dead sure. Okay, well, carry on listening then, and maybe if somebody knows the call-in number, they can type it on the fast chat. If you didn't have a question and you want to just listen, that's fine. Maybe you have a mute button. I don't know. But we'll just carry on, I guess. Are you still there, Ron?
Yeah, somehow my high-tech piece of equipment here is not working. So anyway,
okay.
Let's do a sample clearing for everybody. So let's do one for, how about mental energy here? So let's do a mental clearing. And this will be for today. So if you have any things that you're dealing with, maybe you're trying to recycle old thoughts, maybe doing mind loop patterns, that's pretty common too from some people. Like they can't get out of their own way in a sense. That could be you also, you know. And what happens is the mind loops come in. This is the, one of the alien energies to cause us problems and to torment ourselves. So the mind loop, we have a clearing for that too. So if you do have repetitive thoughts all the time, then I would say the mind loop clearing is for you. So here we go. We'll do a sample of this here for mind looping. So this is a mind loop one type of clearing. We have a one and a two. Two deals with your birth energy coming into this realm here and having to control you in mind looping. So the mind loop one clearing is that. Mind loop two, the mind loop one is what we're doing right now, which is the normal mind loop process. So think of a particular phrase that you always use, a saying or a thought that you have continuously running around inside of your head, and we will do that here. So here we go. Think of that now. We'll see if we can get it released from you. And if you look at it right now, you're going to probably notice that it's like going in a circle, kind of like one of those, endless loop cassettes, So here we go. I'm going to try to clear that from you. I'll count to 20 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay. So again, see how you're doing right now, everybody. And we'll have our question and answer call tonight after the program. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Program. We have a Q&A in an hour. The phone number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. And it'll be on the fast chat, too. We'll repeat it also near the end of the program here. So, Carrie, back
okay.
to you.
Okay. All right. So it looks like P is saying that the call-in number just to listen, if you're still on the line, is I'll wait for you to get a pencil, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So hopefully you have a pen or a pencil. It's area code 712-432-0075. And then there's an access code, and that is 3181-16-pound. 3181-16-pound. So I'll say that again in a few more minutes, just in case you didn't get it all. So Ron, Larry has a question, and he's asking, at ascension time, do clones stay here and only humans are taken, or I guess do just humans ascend and clones remain here?
Typically, yes, because clones do not have an ascension unless they choose to have their body created by the light, and then at that time they have a spirit put into them. So, yeah, they're just a life form from the darkness that's here walking around. I happened to see a clone yesterday, a cloned woman, probably about 25, when I was out and about. So they're around. She's behind me in the checkout line. And I looked, turned around, and sure enough, it was a clone. So they're around. The hard part, I guess, is, if you're married to one or have a boyfriend or girlfriend or something, and you go, this person doesn't feel quite human, and I'm married to them. So anyway, I won't get into that too much, but, or maybe it's your mother-in-law or father-in-law, whenever they're here. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So at ascension time, then, I guess those of us who do ascend leave, and those of us who don't stay, and it'll be us and a bunch of clones, then. That's kind of what it'll be, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that would be it. That's the way it looks like, you know, it's going to be happening, you know, the way I perceive it, so.
Yeah. Okie doke. So Pete from Australia has a question. I don't know if you're up for any timeline crashing tonight, but he's asking if we could have a sample timeline crash for Mind Chatter.
That would be, the Mind Loop should take care of that for you.
Okay.
So the Mind Loop should help that out.
So probably to do timeline crashing on that, we'd have to figure out the emotion behind the chatter. What's driving that? Whether it probably would be some kind of anxiety, I'm thinking, if your mind is chattering away, perhaps. I don't know. What do you think, Ron? What emotion?
Well, if you got mind chatter, too, it could be entities.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, it could be entities talking to you. So,
okay.
I could do an entity release.
Yeah, how about that?
And entities release also work with you know, physical body pain. So here we go. If you have pain in your body, think of what the pain is now. And, you know, if you have reoccurring thoughts of wanting to do something, then that's very possibly an entity. Could be one of your dead relatives with you. And we talk about entity children. I won't get into that too much, but, you know, they hang out through body hopping from person to person in the family line. So you can go visit maybe your cousin, and that entity can jump into that cousin, bringing forth an issue maybe that they didn't like you did, you know, it happened to you maybe at the age of 10. And they'll bring it up in your face, we'll say, and then you go to your other cousin's house, and entity just kind of follows along and hops into them, and they bring up the same subject. And you go, wow, my family's torturing me. What's going on? Well, just the entity getting more mileage out of that issue and getting mileage out of you because you're reacting to it. Remember, you want to be in the observation mode, and with the law of cause and effect, the way the darkness works, you have to do one extreme to the other. So they get twice the mileage out of you. So if you're sad one moment, then you're going to try to bring you into happiness to counteract the sadness. And then, you know, you're going to seek balance, hopefully. But that's kind of the way it works. You get twice the mileage, and they live out the emotions, much like a sine wave. So you want to be in the middle where you don't respond. And if you're happy, then they're going to probably somehow make you upset. That happens to a lot of people. I saw it the other day, too. This person was very happy, and all of a sudden somebody pushed their buttons, and they got upset. And naturally, you know, you go from being happy to upset. So that's kind of what the whole story is. So the darkness lives on your happiness. They love that energy of happiness, just the same thing as they love the same intensity of energy of the being upset. So there's no difference, just energy. Doesn't matter. It's like having a glass, you know, is it half full of water or is it half empty? It's the same thing. So energy is energy. Let's do an entity clearing. Think of maybe a physical pain in your body, and or think of something that maybe is having you have the same thought over and over again, or some way that you're beating yourself up, and that could be an entity just talking to you, having fun with you. Here we go. So bring up the light being on your monitor screen. The light being is a little ways down. On your scroll bar, maybe inch and a half, 2 inches. And we're having that light beam to clear this energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Now look at the situation that you're dealing with. And, you know, if it's pain, walk around, see how your pain's feeling. If it's that entity that's been talking to you, then hopefully it's released from you. And there could be thousands of entities, not just one. So just know that there's many entities here. They come in to us because they want to take away our life force energy from our spirit, and they use the emotions to get triggered to bring the energy to them. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so it looks like I misread Larry's question. I'm sorry, Larry. I thought when you typed descension, it was just a typo for ascension. So Larry is saying what he was asking was he's saying descension, not ascension. When humans go to a parallel planet and clones will rule the Earth, that's what he's asking if that happens. I don't know if I'm reading.
Well, I think it's a good possibility. So, and the clones will still rule where you are in the dark side universe. So I guess that's what you're talking about, Larry, for the people that don't do the ascension. They will be on the... Let's start over again. If they don't do the ascension of light, then if they do the 2012 ascension, then they're going to be in a dark side universe. And that could either be on a cloned Earth planet or just a plain place, maybe a concentration camp somewhere out there in the Beyondo, being experimented with or whatever. Remember, parallel lives do many things, and these are real, but you won't be coming back here. So in your place, because there has to be somebody, you know, like a co-worker being here, they'll just bring a clone up, and the human will be taken away because they believe in the 2012 ascension that's going to be occurring here. And, you know, I'm hoping that the Christians out there don't think that's going to be the ending of times, because all of a sudden the people that do believe in that heavily will not be here any longer. And there's a lot of Christians out there. So anyway, I don't know what they're being taught. If you're a Christian yourself listening, are they teaching you that in 2012, in December, that's going to be when Jesus comes from the sky and grabs everybody and takes them off to heaven? That would be interesting to find out what the churches are talking about. I know they've been talking about the ending of time, you know, probably the 60s, you know, but maybe they have a different way of looking at it now. I don't know. But if you're a new caller listening, then remember, the light only works in the now. There's no predictions. There's no prophecies. It's just all dark energies that are doing those prophecies, which is what is being talked about in different books, because the dark side wanted you to know that something's going to happen. So they put it out there. And there's a lot of good documentation out there that something is going to happen. And people believe that. And when they believe it, then that becomes their reality, and that's the reality of their truth. And all truth is valid. And that truth may just abduct you into the alien universe of life here, being away from the planet of light here, which is the Earth, and being in a dark side planet of very low consciousness, where they're going to still control you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and for anyone that's not familiar with the clearings on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, there is an Ascension barcode removal clearing for the 2012 Ascension. So if you get that off you, then you will not be abducted when the 2012 Ascension takes place. So I think that's down on the left. Is it, Ron, or do people need to go through the little book at the top of the website? I'm scrolling down now.
I think it's on the left-hand side there.
I think it is too, yeah. Okay. And then on the topic of clones, Tina is asking, does the clone light infusion clearing heal our body parts that were cloned?
No, that's designed for clones.
But what if you put our name in?
Yeah. If you put your name in, what it'll do is take clones out of you.
Right.
Something that looks like you, maybe, or an alien life form. It can take that clone out of you that's living. It's not necessarily going to take away body parts, no.
Okay.
We'll be doing the hydronate body clearing for that one.
Okay, okay.
So
and that's
strictly
not coming
for
a few
clones.
Months.
That's what it's for, is for a clone, for the clones to come into the light, which they don't have the opportunity to do ever. Now they have that chance if they wish to experience, you know, the light energy. So that's designed to take the cloned physical aliens that are hanging out with you, like an entity. You know, you could be having entities from clones, you know, being with you. So it gives them the opportunity to come into the light.
So it is worth putting our own names in there.
Oh, yes, yeah. Because if you have anything hanging out with you, that's what it's for, is to have clones. Let's say that you, you know, suspect, you know, somebody that you work with as being a little odd, and maybe they are a clone. So you put their name in, then they have the opportunity to come into the light. They can always say no. The light will never do anything against anybody's free will. But if they do, then you might look at them the next day or so, and they'll look a little different to you. They'll have a different body and a spirit. But the body may look almost identical to what they have now. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And Ma is mentioning several clearings that help with the mind chatter and the mental stuff. You just did the sample at the beginning of the show, near the beginning of the show, of the mental body clearing. And just for anyone that's not aware of it, there are whole life clearings, and one of them is the mental body. And Ma is also saying that that comes, or maybe asking whether that comes as an unlimited clearing, which it does. You can get that for your whole life, and then I think for an extra $50, you can have it unlimited and go on it as many times as you like from that point on. And then the Mind Matrix barcode and the Dark Side Practitioner clearing Ma is mentioning also, I think, in relation to the mind chatter issue. So those are all good clearings to do if you're having a lot of mind chatter. Let's see. Ed is asking, how do we prevent our spirit from being stolen and replaced with a clone?
Well, the spirit barcode should do that for you. So that's what that is designed for, is to get that energy off of that during the ascension time. That's what that's for, is for ascension. Now, you can still be abducted to parallel lifetimes. And I don't know what I can do for that, just like your body's abducted. But those barcodes, when you get them off of you, it's much harder to be abducted, but, you know, it can still happen. They have to be a little more sneakier, but it's designed at ascension time to get out of here. That's what the two do. So it depends how much your physical body is going to be cleared off enough with all of your clearings and healings so that you're able to do the ascension. But the abduction barcode is the one that you want to have for your body, so your body will have less abductions daily, you know, or weekly or monthly that people normally have. That's why I put it on the site, so people can have a chance to live a better life without having the aliens having that code on you for the forced abduction. So back to you, Carrie. I hope I answered that question for you, Ed. So how can you prevent that? You can't, but things will help you.
Also, when you go to sleep at night, I know this has helped me. It doesn't always work, but if you, as you're falling asleep, command your spirit to stay, stay with you at night rather than going off into parallel lives and having dreams and stuff, that can help too, I have found.
Definitely.
Okay, so Bonnie has a question. She's asking, what is the difference between the 2012 Ascension and the Creation Lightship Ascension?
2012 Ascension, that'll be, you know, at the end of 2012, was probably put in place by the wonderful Mayans when the calendar was going to end. And so what I perceive is that, and I could be wrong, but what I perceive is that whole alien race of Mayans and who they worshipped are going to have a feast that day on people, because the people that believe that the world is coming to an end, remember, the people have to believe it or just be connected energetically to that belief, okay? Maybe you believed it a year ago and now you don't. Well, the belief is probably still with you. That's why I have the 2012 Ascension barcode, release. So if you believed it once, then you're hooked up. You're on that fish line. Even if you say, no, my mind says, no, I'm not going to be abducted. Well, more than likely you will be. Now, the light ascension process, there's no time on that. There's no date. It just happens because the light has no predictions. So anything that you see with predictions is the darkness. The light never channels through anybody. So people who channel Archangel Michael and channel whoever out there is just channeling the darkness, because they're channeling the light of the darkness. Much like the light of the darkness ascension in 2012. So when ascension does come and does happen, you will not have any time to prepare for it. It will just happen instantly. No trauma. You won't be worrying about what's happening to your baby boy or daughter or, you know, whatever, your dog, your cat, your parents, your brothers, your sisters. It's done. Instantly. And did they work on themselves to do the ascension? That's up to them. Like I said in other shows, everybody listening here and everybody on this planet has had 2,000 years to prepare for ascension. That's why Jesus came 2,000 years ago to release the genetic cellular memory out of people back then. When he left, it stopped, and the lightship is here now to do that. The same process. So, but typically, because it was documented back then, every person that conceives a child, every family, will say, family unit, is supposed to work on themselves before they conceive a child. So after 2,000 years of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of generations of people being passed back and forth through different types of maybe races and cultures, etc., and if they worked on themselves, this whole planet is ready for ascension, because everybody has got rid of their judgment, which is stored inside of them in their DNA. So my job would be very simple. I'd say, well, ascension is coming. Make sure that you're cleaned off. And you go, yeah, I got this little bit of stuff here. I go, fine, just do these two clearings here. I'll probably fix you right up, and you're ready to go. Well, did your parents work on themselves? Do they have judgment? If they do, they didn't work on themselves, and that judgment's being passed on to you. You already have it. And what about your grandparents? Did they listen to the teachings of Jesus also? Maybe not. And you don't know what happened probably past that time. You know, what happened to your genetic family, you know, 1,500 years ago? Do they have judgment? Probably. And each time it gets worse. So this is why your DNA is filled full of it. And unfortunately, people turn to the darkness and didn't turn to the light to get rid of the stored judgment. Like I said, my job here, coming down here, was very simple. To offer a few clearings for people so that they could be just jump-started for ascension, and that would be it. Unfortunately, nobody understood what they had to do after Jesus died, and the Bible took them sideways. So back to you, Carrie. Hope I answered your question. So yeah, the 2012 ascension is the darkness. When the true ascension happens, you won't have a clue. It's done and over. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
No trauma, no nothing. It's already there. And no emotions. The light doesn't work in emotions.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention that phone number again, because I said it would and then I forgot to. So this is the call-in number. And I see on the fast chat there are a few people who have lost sound. So probably if you call into this number, I don't know if that means you won't lose sound, but maybe it does. It's 712-432-0075, and the access code is 318116#. Okay, so now I'm going to go back to the front of the fast chat. Okay, so we did have some other questions, and I'm just scanning through to see Okay, so Sharon had a question about being cloned. She's saying, as long as we're in time, is it hard not to be cloned in some way? So how does time relate to cloning, I guess that would be about?
Oh, when you're in time, you can be abducted to parallel lifetimes. And when you're in a parallel life with your body, just don't disappear from here. There's something taking your place, which would be a clone body. And so that's it. I guess that's the answer. So when you're not here with your body, then something is holding your space. It's a clone body. And remember, it has a memory probably of a couple of weeks. And if it's here for a long time, then it will use artificial intelligence to learn how to live here. And it could go back after, you know, in the past a couple of weeks and also bring forth more information. But really, if you just think about your life, what do you really know beyond, you know, probably 2 weeks from the past, you know? You know, all you need to know is, you know, each day when you wake up that you get up and you may take a shower, you know, you brush your teeth, comb your hair, put your clothes on. That's what you're doing. And so 2 weeks of that, you got that down pretty pat. You know, that's what the clone has to do. Going to work, you know, that's going to happen because all that information is downloaded for a couple of weeks. So it shouldn't have any problem with the job. Unless somebody asks a question, maybe that something that happened maybe 6 months ago. So I'm sure that it could probably go into the a little more deeper in the program files that your body had and dig those up from the parallel life to get that answer to you. If you notice, you probably have seen people who had to think about something. You ask them a question, they say, well, let me think about this one here. And then maybe within 5 to 10 seconds they have the answer to that. And that's probably because it was not with them, it was in the real body, and the clone had to get that information from the real body to bring it back here. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Eric is asking if you can activate the light being. He's saying neutral light being. I'm thinking maybe that means the non-gender light beings.
Yeah, we can bring the non-gender one, sure. Here we go, non-gender light being. Bringing it up on your monitor screen, inch and a half or so on your scroll bar. Go and click on it here. It might get larger for you or just leave it up. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So, I guess we could probably ask the question, which maybe is on somebody's mind out there. If a clone gets hurt, can a clone heal itself? So, yeah, the body that it has probably has that ability to do that. It won't be using spirit energy. So if you happen to, maybe a person that you know, maybe a cousin has a problem, so you're doing a clearing on them because your cousin has a problem. Well, maybe it's a clone. Is that healing going to work on a clone? Probably not. I'd say almost 100% no. And you may say, well, gee, how come? Well, there's no spirit energy. There's no light in there. It takes light to come to light to have the healing come forth. So light will come in. It can't stick to anything. It's just strictly darkness. The light's going to see that person as darkness. It's not going to come into it because it doesn't want to have any confrontation. So it'll just see darkness and say, okay, adios, and it will leave. And will the person get well on their own? Well, it depends on how sophisticated the clone program is inside of that clone body. Remember, the cloned body has a learning curve, and they can get new information. Now, if that clone happens to be taking down to the basement, we'll say, And for some reason, or the underground, whatever word you want to use there, the clone factory. And maybe for some reason, that clone is very, very special to that agency. So they'll say, oh, man, this person broke their leg. So let's just go back. What we're going to do is take the consciousness now of everybody who's seen this clone, go back in time where this person developed a broken leg, and erase it out of their memory. Remember, all you're dealing with here is memories, right? And remember, your computer has a memory, right? So if you go on, like, to tools and you clear away all your cookies and different things like that on your computer, it has no more memory for what you were experiencing prior. So it gets taken out of everybody else's consciousness. They don't see that person, the clone with the broken leg, and they either repair the broken leg or they put the broken leg model aside, redress it with the proper clothes, and bring it back up again. And all of a sudden, that clone does not have a broken leg. So, can the clone factory fix a clone? Definitely. They do it all the time. And sometimes people start to age, and they will bring a new clone model up, a new version. And so that happens. I'm sure you've all have seen that in the movies, okay? So that's what happens. Maybe the person that's up, they don't really care too much about. They just feel, well, this person is up here to maybe spy on somebody, which clones can do. They can have cameras in their eyes and a listening device in the ears. That's real common. I've released those out of people who've had robotic programs and the such. And all of a sudden, you know, they're here and they're still going through some problems because they're kind of like throwaway products. And they do start to age, and they have physical problems. And they may not really care too much. Because remember, the darkness doesn't necessarily help or want to help the ground crew here. This is why you see a lot of the practitioners who are older, normally people who are healers, you know, age 45 to, say, 60 are breaking down. Maybe the clone part of them is now failing, and they just don't care, and now they have all the illnesses that they've worked with on everybody that they've healed, and that illness that they healed in somebody brought forth the DNA pattern in them, and now they're dealing with that particular illness. So do not become a healer. Even if you're told inside of your head that, you know, you're supposed to be a healer, I would say run, don't walk. And that's what happens. And it's not that it's, remember, the light doesn't care what you do here because you're supposed to be a creative being. They're not going to judge their creation. So if you think that you're involved with destiny here, that you were born for a certain reason, well, that's just the darkness telling you all that. That's in your natal chart. And they're leading you astray as far as the light is concerned. As far as the darkness is concerned, they're leading you just the way they want to lead you on a leash. And you have to be very careful. That's why you want to be in the present moment. So I hope that helped everybody out there. So if you have somebody who's not healing and you do requests for them, it could be that they are a clone and the healing energy can never work for them, because they have a cloned body without a spirit of light, and the body is not of light. So it's just an alien life form, and it will do what it has to do, and it will eventually no longer be here, unless they abduct it, take it away, and bring back a new one. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. So I just wanted to mention from when you were talking about the judgment of our ancestors, because that does sound a little overwhelming to learn that we're walking around with judgment from so many generations that have preceded us and not cleared it out. I just wanted to mention the 7-generational clearing that you have on the website, which covers all kinds of issues that you can clear out of your DNA, and you buy the clearings in increments of 7 generations. And you can go back to 49, is it, Ron, that you have up there?
Yes, I have a few people who have done all of them. Most people, I would think, if they have a difficulty, a problem, maybe the first one would probably be the one that may eliminate it. But you're going to know when you get in there. And remember, you probably have heard, I just said a little differently, but you probably all heard that you are living all of your past lives at one time. Well, that's your body genetics. That's the judgment. That's what you're living. So all lives are in the now, which is true, because you're living all of those lifetimes at once. All of those judgments, all the ancestors that you've had are coming forward in you as a judgment to get released from you. Naturally, because you don't understand the complexity of everything, that judgment brings forth a physical problem. That's why they gave you a soul family from the light of the darkness, so that the soul family can beat you up, can bring forth situations in your life that you may not like, and that's because you're here to heal the body. And so the dark side got a very cagey, sneaky way of doing it. So on one hand, your soul family is your best friend because they're causing you all this physical pain and torment from the past, because remember, you know people around you that you've been with in past lives. And so for that aspect, that's great. For somebody living here, it may not be so good because you're being beat up all the time and have physical problems. So the dark side is very sneaky because they know that the body has to get healed. And in the process of doing that, giving you this big load for each lifetime, and each lifetime it typically gets worse only because your farthest ancestor didn't believe in the teachings of Jesus, okay? To get rid of your genetic predisposition on life, all the judgments of your parents. So if you would have followed that through, remember, you lived back then too, probably. So maybe you didn't hear Jesus. Or maybe you did and you thought, well, you know, I'd rather live in a little bit of darkness because I get more out of it. And, you know, I can do my spells and curses on people. You know, you never know what you've done genetically. You know, this lifetime, more than likely you don't, hopefully, but what was your last lifetime or the one before that? And go back maybe, 50,000 years, see what happened back then. Because it's with you. It's stored right inside of your body. Just that it wasn't your spirit doing it, but your body is doing it. So the dark side is, like I said, very sneaky, and they want you to heal your body. So this is how they torment you so much. And you have to do that. If you want to do the ascension, you must heal the body. And then they get all of the energy from that, because they're going to put you through a lot of problems so that you can become aware of that. So whatever physical condition you might have right now, it's not because you just caught it. It's because you've been dealing with it for your whole life, different situations. Remember, the emotional problem that you're dealing with will cause something physical. What's your emotions doing to you? It will cause a physical condition. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so let's say our ancestors pretty much had cleared themselves out, and along we come, and we're born, and we live our lives for a number of years, and we don't find you if you're, let's say it's a time when you're not here or there's no one else here from the light ship. How would we clear that out? Is there a way for us to do that when, you know, you're not here, your website's not here, we can't buy the clearings from you? What do we do? What would we do? How would we clear ourselves out without you?
Yeah, you're sunk. Because you're supposed to be doing it all along. Remember, the light ship just comes to pick up the people that live in the light. So like I said previously, everybody on this planet has had 2,000 years to work on themselves to get rid of the darkness out of their bodies. And so the light ship comes to give a little bit of instruction on what needs to be done to help people so that they can get rid of that last maybe 0.1% out of their body so they can do the ascension process. And that's it. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way this time around, because nobody listened to the teachings of Jesus and what he was doing. His teachings are very simplistic. You just got to look at it. You have to be innocent like a child. What's a child? A child has no judgment. A baby doesn't have any judgment until it starts to learn about that and the DNA gets activated. So that's kind of the teachings of Jesus. He came to take away the genetic cellular memory from people when he was living, not after he left. The churches tell you that he's still here doing work and he's going to save you. Well, light ship is here, and the light ship is here doing what you might consider saving people, and the clearings are here to help that. But that's where we are. Back to you.
I remember one time you talked about an interesting exercise that we could do to find out what our judgments are that involved going to the mall and basically people watching and writing down what we thought or felt about everybody that we saw. Excuse me. So, you know, that would help identify all our judgments, and then I guess we could use that list and go on the seven generational clearing and clear each of those things that way.
Yes, that's one way to do it also. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You have to judge people to see where your judgment is. If you have no judgment, then that's gone. You're not dealing with it. Or it's deeply buried in you.
Yeah.
So just watch people and see what comes up. And what you see in somebody else that you don't like, well, that's also inside of you, and you want to get that judgment released from you. Once it's released, then, you know, you move on to the next judgment. So that's the best way to do it, you know. And it might take seeing maybe the same type of scenario maybe 1,000 times in somebody. That's why the clearings on the website, which probably take you maybe a half an hour to do, is so much easier than spending your whole lifetime working on one judgment.
Yeah.
Because you could be dealing with that, you know. If you look at people, in a sense, you know, look at the clothes that all the stores sell. Each time, you know, they bring out the new clothes, maybe 4 times a year, people are buying new clothes. Why don't they wear the old clothes? Is the clothes worn out? Maybe not, but they're in judgment of their clothes. And so that's a very obvious one that people can look at. And would people accept them if they wore clothes, you know, that was not in style, especially if they're, you know, living with people around them that always want to buy the newest thing? Would they be accepted? Well, that's the other people's judgment. What about you? Are you judging yourself because of that? And, you know, if you stop doing that, then maybe you could lose the judgment on buying new clothes and having to buy new clothes. But that's just an example. But look at people, see what you like about them or what you dislike. They're both the same. They're both judgments. And release it out of your body. Tell your body to release it. And then look again. And like I said, maybe after 1,000 people that have the same issue, you know, which could be, you know, maybe 100,000 people that walk in front of you, 1 out of 100, right? So that could be 100,000, maybe 500,000. Then you may get it out of you. And then you work on the next issue. So it's a lot of work to sit there, you know, in a chair to watch all these people go by to judge them. That's why the website only takes about a half an hour to release a lot of this stuff that people have. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. Well, Hart is asking if you could activate some cleansing water. So I thought maybe if people wanted to go get a glass of water, there's another question I can ask you while everybody's doing that, if you'd like.
Okay, sure. Yeah, go ahead. And this will not work on the archives, the water activation. But I will do one water to show people what it's like.
Okay.
So what's your question, Carrie?
So Ben is asking, can clones shapeshift?
Can a clone shapeshift? No. A clone is just a physical representation of a human. A clone cannot shapeshift. Now, can a clone have a shapeshifter in their energetic body? I can't answer that one. I would say possibly not, but if the clone program allows that, you know, then it would. But typically, a clone is just to hold the frequency of the person that they cloned. Now, could the clone be from another planet? Yeah, definitely. Okay. So if it is a humanoid-looking alien and they brought one down here, then that is definitely true. So let's just look at that a little differently. So let's just use the term illegal alien, okay? So what could that be? That could be somebody that maybe, since I'm in California, an illegal alien typically would be somebody from South America, maybe Mexico, for instance, coming over the border. So they are a illegal alien, okay? Now, if the illegal alien program, now we'll talk about aliens now, true aliens, okay? So if the true alien coming from the Beyondo came here and they had a special program to bring in shapeshifters, yes, that would be true. But typically, the regular clone bodies would be like the illegal aliens coming across the border. I'm trying to make this a little simple for everybody so you can kind of get the concept. So they're just humans, and they're coming here to represent a human body. And I don't think they're going to bring in that much sophistication into a clone. But the aliens could do that from the Beyondo. And they can also bring the clone factories down here into that same process. But typically, all the aliens that are working with the clone factories and the other people doing that here are just making clones so that they can be a cloned replica of a human. So will that have a shapeshifter? More than likely not. But if it is a true alien, you know, illegal alien from the Beyondo, okay, then yeah, they could have a very sophisticated program to bring in many different types of life forms here. And they could be sharing the body, just like a human body can share a shapeshifter, because they get into the energetic programs with us here, and they can just come along for the ride, a backseat driver. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Do you want to do the water next? Probably everyone has their glass of water.
Yeah, okay. So
cleansing water was what Hart was asking specifically.
Okay. Want to bring in some peace water then?
Sure.
Here it comes. So we'll bring in the dolphins to do this here. Like I said, this will not work on the archives, okay?
Okay.
If you want to experience this, then you can go to the website, creationlightship.com, and for $1, you can experience a lot of water charging and enjoy that water. So here we go, and it's under water activation, I believe. So the dolphins are coming, so I'll count to 10 to bring them in. Then it takes a couple minutes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and hold your hands on both sides of the water container. This is heart energy coming into the water from the dolphins. It's light energy, and it will be what you need right now, and this will be a peace energy for you. Okay, we can do probably maybe one more question here while people are doing the water charging.
Okay, Marie R. is asking, can we do space and timeline crashing on judgments from past generations?
Yeah, but you would have to figure out what the judgment would be. So figure out your biggest judgment and put that in. And that's how it works, because the aliens abduct you through a judgment, through an emotional problem. And that emotional problem is how they're getting you. So you want to get rid of that. So if you have a history, we'll say, of an emotional problem, could be maybe of fear, and you notice that you have a lot of fear and you believe that it came from the past, and yeah, you can just keep crashing timelines. And then also maybe go into that and put down, you know, maybe your past generations. That would probably work too. But make sure you clear out this one first here, because you want to do enough of those clearings to get rid of the one in this lifetime. Then it will probably even go back maybe automatically after you get yourself cleaned out. But You may still want to specify that. That's what I would do, is specify it so that you know that you're completely cleared out, or as much as you think you are in this lifetime, and then maybe do it again for maybe the first seven generations or something. So, some more water energy. Hopefully I answered your question okay. So, thank you. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, enjoy your water right now. And if you like it, to go on, it costs $1 to do your water activations. There's different ways you can activate it on the website. And people have a lot of fun doing that. So we can give the phone number again, if you want, Carrie, for the conference call coming up in about five minutes.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions on the fast chat, so hopefully most of you can come on the call. And the number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009, and then the pound sign. And that Ron will be on that, I guess, about 5 minutes after the show ends. Ron, you usually come on?
Yeah, I need a little time to decompress, and I come back on, yeah.
Okay. So I have 56. Do we have any time left, or do we need to get off here?
I got a minute or so, then we'll get off,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pete in Australia has a question, and Pete, I'm not quite understanding what you've typed in, but I'm going to read it anyway. So, Ron, see if you can... if you understand this. He says, Ron, I have noticed a series of discomforts striking in order throughout the day and night. Is this a timeline? Sometimes planet, alien entities, other times jellyfish, and then he's saying the clearings work. Is this typical?
If you feel discomfort at night, that's probably an abduction. It could be a timeline. Maybe somebody out there is crashing a timeline that you're on. So you might sense that if you're very, very sensitive. Normally, it's not going to wake you. So I'd say if you get awoken, you're probably in the abduction process, or your body's sensing that this is going to be happening to you. So it woke up so that you won't be taken. As far as other people crashing timelines and having you get woken up, I would say that probably, 99.9% of the time, I would say no. So you're probably experiencing becoming abducted, the first part of it. Okay, everybody. So tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. And we'll hopefully see you on the upcoming call in about 5 minutes. The phone number is 646-519-5800. In 9009, and I'll be in Los Angeles February 11th at the Conscious Life Expo, booth 206. So we have a conference call coming up again here, starting a week from this coming Saturday, which will be the start of our 4-hour and 8-hour special intensive healings, which is body rejuvenation. So, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everybody else out in BBS land, and hopefully we'll see you guys in a few minutes on the call. If you have, if you want to type questions in, I can try and read some of those on the call also. If you don't want to come on the line, we'll leave the fast chat up.
Wonderful. Okay. Blessings, everybody. Enjoy your water.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.